Zave and Michelle for breakfast. 92.9 Triple M.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Welcome to the Friday edition of the podcast for a long weekend. It's always a good podcast for a long weekend.
If you want to know why this is going to have pace about it, there is basketball about to kick off. What are you about to go watch?
Final. Dave? Game one.
No, game one
of the final.
The Joker.
What do you mean game one of the final? So this is like a prelim.
No, it's the final. It's
the
seven.
Final.
You've got to win four to win the championship.
And, oh,
four
be games quiet, away. Man. Let's get this done then. I understand.
Unless you're going to play some Dermot McDonald or whatever his name
I can.
Is.
As we go out the door.
Go out the door with a bit of Jimmy Butler.
Yeah,
no.
All right, a few things from today. Ryan Daniels came in just before his big holiday as well,
he's
Mr. Ryan Daniels.
Yeah, isn't he's really just excited. Great friend in Coral Bay there that he's going for the birthday.
He brought that energy in with him today, which
Beautiful.
Is great for,
That's
for Ryan.
That's what he always does. I love him for that.
Yeah, and the Western Force have just signed a bloke called Harry Potter. So we asked, who do you share a famous name with as well? That's all coming up.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Three things from
Jeez, that
today.
Was good.
People, that was pretty good. Yeah, it wasn't a bad accent. An MMA fighter has put his hand
Next.
Up to save a bar. Oh, wow.
NMA
oh,
fighter? What's,
what
hang on,
dick.
What's NMA?
MMA.
No,
oh,
MMA.
I was going to say that sounds like an insurance thing. MMA, right?
Not a UFC fighter.
Yeah,
just
yeah,
like,
yeah. Mixed martial arts.
Yeah. MMA
but they
fighter.
Belong to UFC, don't they? They all bought each other. UFC bought MMA.
Yeah, but he's not pro.
No, no, don't buy MMA. MMA is like the...
It's just the thing, yeah.
The whole lot. Mixed martial arts.
Mixed martial arts, yeah. So this MMA fighter has put his hand up to save a bunch of kids from an alligator who wandered into a school park. His name is Mike Dragic. He calls himself the Blue Collar Brawler, which
I love.
Oh,
that.
Good. What's
There's
up,
not
man.
Much technique in that, is there?
Did he just rip it off at the hinges? Like, just rip that jaw apart?
He just jumped in, put the hand up, jumped in. He did the hand over the top, tried to hypnotise him. You know how you do that with animals, just to get
please.
A bit of a feeling
no,
for him.
When the black mamba's around at home, get him behind his head.
Just hand
dance
out.
Dance with it out here.
Just
so
he
grabs the eye contact out here.
Yeah.
And then bang down.
Get it. Like that. That's pretty much what he did. Jumped on the neck.
That's what you do, mate. I have two kids that like watching crocodiles and snakes. That's what you.
So you know. So you do the old distractor.
Yeah,
that's where their eyes are on. That's where their fear's coming from.
Yeah.
Bang.
And then what are you doing? Just slapping it on.
No, you grab.
You don't give up there.
Babies.
Whatever you need.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
Whatever there is, Michelle, you can't pick them.
You know what? I want to apologise for my ignorance in this area of animal wrangling.
Jeez.
Yeah, distract, okay.
Bang.
Bang. Behind
bang.
The, you bang.
There it is.
Got it.
Yeah, whatever animal it is.
That works on anything. Buffalo.
Anything.
Yeah. Alligator.
But also, if it's a big...
Small vermin.
If it's a big thing, you grab a bit of a branch or something.
You need the branch.
Bang.
Yeah. It's all the distraction.
Have you never jumped on a crocodile?
You never seen magic?
Yeah, it's like magic. It's magic to the animal. Like, shit, where'd he come from?
The running of the bulls, you've just got a twig. Over here.
Anyway, this bloke's a legend. The blue-collar brawler saved a bunch of kids from an alligator. Remember a while ago, we spoke about the scientist that is living in that underwater hotel?
Idiot.
Yes.
Yeah, he's up to date 93. He's still alive, still having fun.
What do we get out of this?
So the reason he's doing it is he wants to see the pressurisation effects of being underwater.
Right.
But this might be interesting to both of you. Mm. He reckons that it's de-aged him by about 20%. Being
all right, all of a sudden
days.
It's not stupid. And where do I sign up? Yes.
Yeah. But so I worked out if he lives to 80, that would have saved him about 16 years.
What do you mean, sir?
I don't really know, but it's de-aged him. So maybe he just feels
de-aged
younger,
him.
Looks
so
younger.
So he's Benjamin Buttoning down there.
I was going to say Harry Burton. Benjamin Buttoning. I'm reading a message from Harry. Benjamin Button, Harry Burton. I don't know.
Benjamin Button, yeah.
He's got a little bit of Harry's practice, a little bit of Benjamin Button.
I think
give the man a peak cap.
I think more like energy levels and stuff. He just feels like a 64-year-old.
Oh, no, well,
when
I
he's,
don't
when
care
he's
for that. I want to know that he's lost fine lines and aging process.
You're all about the head.
I'm up in the Ponds Institute here trying to figure out how his skin's doing, you know.
Well, he's trying to break 100 days up to day 93, so hopefully he gets through
he'll get that done. Good on him.
Yeah. Well done.
I hope we don't find out other things that he didn't know when he gets to the surface.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's just a full science project.
Yeah. And last one from me. Flip your sheets over.
Donald,
this bloke.
Oh, I've seen this.
Bloke in Antarctica tried to pour a can of Coke into a glass.
Algorithm's very similar.
Oh, I love
it.
That.
Didn't end well. So it was -57 degrees when he did this.
That's so fabulous.
So that just froze up straight away out of the can into the thing. You know what it looks like? You know those sculptures of the taps? They're like the fake taps with no kind of back, and it looks like it's just floating in the water. What looks like one of those?
Yeah.
Man.
This guy, I love that.
Coca-Cola should be sending whatever unlimited stock to wherever this bloke
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. Yeah. Instead of the big billboard up at King's Cross.
Because here we are talking about it in Australia.
Coca-Cola. Exactly. This should be the face of Coke, this bloke here. Yeah.
I've said this before, right? Hmm. If the taste test, Coke, Pepsi, it's not a thing. How do you,
reckon
know?
Oh, yeah.
It's black and white.
Yeah, that's pretty clear cut.
Is that the Pepsi?
Coke
of course
Pepsi.
It is, you dickhead.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
I'm
a Coca-Cola woman. Every
day of
the week.
Don't you think that with like the Gatorades and stuff?
What do you mean? Do they do
is
a little...
Is that orange?
Is it?
It's called just
I know. We just should do an idiot watch. That should be a segment. Idiot watch.
Idiot watch Fridays.
Morons doing the taste test there. Actually, it's sort of like Tool of the Week on steroids, really, isn't it?
Bit of that.
No one's got raspberry confused with purple ever. What's wrong with you?
It's blue blasting, moron.
It's like they're doing white. I'm getting tones of...
Oh, sack them.
It's got aftertastes of, it's a dark chocolate. Yes. That's what I'll be doing this weekend when I go south.
That's the bill. That's the bill. No, that's me
it.
Done, mate. That is me done.
I'd set my timer and see how quick Zave gets out of here if my phone wasn't wrecked.
Your phone is fucked.
It's ruined.
So enjoy that over the long weekend. What a way to get into the three-day break. Broken phone.
You mother
of... WA Day Festival is...
Whenever this happens, something big in my life's about to happen.
Well, the psychic's going to cancel on you,
I could perish this weekend.
Yeah. WA.
Something big, like a 7-hour trip down south if you don't leave soon.
Yeah, get moving, mate.
See ya.
Get moving. WA Day Festival, some acts that are performing there. We chatted about the last day, the Fantail quiz as well. I mean, that ended with a bang. There is an update on
the last day. I think it should go on.
Are we continuing?
Tell him what to do, how to run his life.
Fantail quiz back Tuesday.
Fantail called Who Am I?
Fantail quiz back. Yeah, we could just do that. It's back Tuesday, and an update on the carpool trip as well. Enjoy the podcast, everyone. We'll see you Tuesday.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
It's hello, guys.
I'm already being sanctioned in here. I used a word to describe Sian, and it's not appropriate.
He dropped a bomb, and he apologised.
Yeah, apologised straight away.
Not to me, though.
I apologise to Michelle for using the word.
Because he's a gentleman.
And I don't actually apologise to you at all, Sian, because if you just acted normally, I wouldn't have said it.
I'm a little disappointed you didn't hit him. That's the only thing you haven't done today.
Too far away.
Too far away. Don't mind. Just think in your head, I'll punch you.
Okay? I feel it.
Yeah, good.
Pinch the punch for the second day of the month and anything else you do wrong.
Wow. Rolling into a long weekend.
Yeah,
if you're just tuned in, don't expect to get the best from us. I'm just putting it out there moment.
I feel shaky. I'm going to be honest. Yeah. There's not much in the tank. Just going to limp down south. Limp through the show, limp down south.
This is the entree, long weekend, you beauty.
Yeah.
The following weekend, Em's going to Broome for 10 days.
That's your party time.
Bang.
That is your party.
Christmas.
Yeah. Jeez.
That's the turkey, everything. That's just
that's
a lot.
Mains and dessert. Plus
even that stupid, disgusting date thing that you have at Christmas dessert. What's that thing that
Stinky
they light?
Stinky date pudding.
No, they light it on fire.
I was going to say.
It's got the alcohol.
Pudding. Christmas, just Christmas pudding.
Pudding. Yeah, that's disgusting. I'm even eating that. I'm that excited. I'm eating the pudding
with
all.
With the coins inside.
I tried to make one day. I was 3/4 pissed by the time I left the table.
Yeah,
it's too strong, mate.
Yeah, they are strong.
Started a bushfire when that thing lit up. Christ, never go back to that, mum.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Is this the Fantail?
Fantails. Came in on Monday, 5 Fantails sitting on my keys. By Tuesday, they were all gone, so some fat ass got into them and left me empty-handed, so I've had to write my own Fantails Who Am I?
This is spinning into insanity. Yes.
Right. So I just randomly pluck someone out.
And your hand goes up, Sean, when you know you don't just scream out.
Yes,
remember when you ruined it on Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yeah, still remember.
We're born. June 28, 1971.
Okay. 71.
I was born in Pretoria, South Africa.
Stop saying what he says. He's putting me off, Zane.
At the age of 18. I moved to Canada.
Oh, am I a girl?
I moved to Canada as my mother was a citizen. I then went on to study a bachelor in physics and economics.
Ooh.
After graduating those 2 degrees, I moved to Stanford University.
Oh, I know, I think. I'm writing it down.
I got no
idea.
Keep going.
But dropped out after 2 days.
Is that it?
Got nothing.
No, you want to have a shot?
What are you doing?
After dropping out, after 2 days, I began a company with my brother online called ZipZ. 4 years later, I sold it for $307 million.
Yeah.
Following that, I started a company called X.com, which was a personal bank. 2 years after that, it became PayPal emerged with eBay and was sold for $1.5 billion.
You got it?
No. Who? Is it Elon?
Yeah. Elon Musk.
I just didn't know he did all the other stuff.
Yeah.
How quickly did he get that? Dropping out from Stanford, sold his first one after 2 years for $307 million, and then his next one 4 years later for $1.5 billion.
Jesus.
Do you know what I love? That he's actually from money, but he made his own.
He made his own.
Yes. So impressive.
He is now the richest man again back. He got the title
Bezos.
Back now,
though.
Giving it all away. And he's the divorce hurt.
Well, I was going to say, Bezos, never divorce. That's what Bezos tells us. He's got another one there. He's married again.
Yeah. She's on the front of the ship, remember?
Oh, my God, that's
on front
right.
Of the yacht.
Yeah, that's right.
He had the ship and he's got a naked bust of his girlfriend who's a newsreader. I wonder if it ages like the queen on coins.
Like brass.
Yeah, you've just got to hang on. They're not hanging like that anymore. Anyway, you've got to redo it.
Imagine getting close to the old retirement, and I know it doesn't affect Bezos, and then the divorce going through, and just half.
Jeez, man.
Oh, a few more years on the tools.
I know. Got to mention. No, I hope you're well, sweetheart. Are you doing all right there?
Amicable? No, I'm not working for another decade. Not amicable.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
What was I going to say? We were talking yesterday and I was like, oh, carpool or no carpool down to
right.
South.
Yeah.
Which there's been a couple of realisations in my life. Other people are going down South this weekend.
Oh,
I didn't think about them.
Every Tom, so Dick naive. And
I
Harry.
Know.
I just wanted to say the D word.
Like a kid. My nephew, his favourite tennis player growing up. Kokkinakis.
I know. It's always been fun.
Yeah. And anyhow, so I'm going. I didn't realise that everyone's going to be down at Margaret River because it just
slipped
my mind.
You didn't
realise that? I just didn't even think about it. Like, didn't even tally in how many people.
There's a few that'll be heading there. Just one in three.
Yeah. I was talking to my PT yesterday and she goes, oh, mate, it's going to be mad down there. And I was like, oh, no.
I don't mind it being mad down there. I just don't like driving down there.
Yeah. And so we were talking about the carpool yesterday, which I don't want to be a part of. There's three of us, right? And you know how I said I've got the big rig in the Mazda 3?
Yeah, the Mazda 3 is the Hummer of the cars.
It's the Hummer of the three.
Yeah,
and stretch Hummer at that. Because the other two cars I found it the other day, Daihatsu Charade.
Oh, jeez.
And a Suzuki Swift.
I know what the Swift is. They're always in bright colours.
You could barely get your own suitcase or bag in there and yourself, and we're meant to be going down in one. So I've just said I'm going to go down in mine. I'm going to – and I need a nap before I go for the drive as well, which you both told me is stupid. But Sean wants me down there at about 10:30 in the car.
No, three-hour drive, Margaret River. You get on the road by 9. You're there at lunchtime. Bang.
Yeah, and then watching Succession on my laptop because I'm not finished yet and drinking and then probably getting done for drink driving even though I'm not driving because I've got nowhere to go because the Airbnb's
not
open.
The nose gets fresh air in it. You go for a wander, go for a look, have a coffee by yourself. Oh, bang.
Heaven, that sounds like.
Or the alternative is you sit in the car for extra 2 hours.
Yeah. Oh, geez, they're both unattractive. No, actually, the first one's okay, but the people. I don't want to deal with the people.
Yeah, right.
It's going to be a hard weekend.
Margaret River down south on a long weekend might not be the right option if you don't want to deal with people.
I could find love. You never know.
You've made a mistake.
It's like woman's been wandering on her own for days. Looking for love. Yeah.
You'll find love down there, absolutely.
Just brief stuff.
You might have some money, too.
Okay.
There we go.
Change of tune.
Business trip.
Can we wrap the show up early, actually? If we could get it done by about 7. Get there about, hit it about 10. Yes.
I mean.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Your determination.
He's doing all the study, so he's going to be really well equipped.
And they are kicking goals from everywhere.
He is a star.
Zave's
Spot Report.
AFL, great news, Fremantle supporters, your champ. Top two player of all time at the Fremantle Dockers. Toss a coin between Pav and Fifey. Obviously two Brownlows. Has re-signed with the football club.
Wow.
He's been fantastic at that place. He's come back playing some good football. He's found his spot in the side. He's letting Sarong and Brayshaw blossom while still playing his role, which is great to see. Had this to say yesterday.
I've often said winning one here would be worth winning five at another club for me, because my whole adult life's work has been trying to help this footy club. I think we're in a position, as good a position as any other club that are competing over the next couple of years.
Bless.
The club is in a good position.
2 years he signed for, is that
a little
right?
Two-piece, yeah. So nice. This year and then two more. And that'll probably go close to seeing the champ out, especially if he can salute and win that premiership. A little bit of Shane Crawford, someone I played with, played for so bloody long.
And didn't.
Final year was the first premiership, and you go, well, that'll do me.
Yeah, got
I'm off into the sunset. Tick. Anyway, I'm not finishing up Fife in 2.5 years, but it'd be a fitting end, of course. Jake the Snake Waterman played well on the weekend, but couldn't hit the side of a barn door with his kicking.
Oh, no.
He's had a hand problem, and he's got an infection, so he's kicking in a glove. Kicking in a glove is bloody hard because you've got no feel around the footy.
Yeah, of course.
So when you drop it, it just goes pear-shaped. Anyway, Adam Simpson had this to say about Jake the Snake's hand.
He had to get it looked after with antibiotics, and he had to spend a bit of time in hospital as well. He had to wear a glove, and I think it really got in the way of his ball use, obviously. So it's one of our best kicks, so hopefully he might have to wear the glove again this week, but he might take it off for his set shots.
A bit of cue stick about it. You just throw the glove over your head.
Yep.
So worry about Vintage. That once you've kicked the 6 points. Get your chest out, appendage swinging contest. Bang, where's my glove?
Someone will think he's trying to challenge him to a duel.
Yeah, that's what you do. See what I would do? I'd take it off like I'm eating a fine dining dinner.
Just finger by finger. Just pull it off finger
pull it off
by finger.
With my teeth. Just... death by a thousand cuts from me. Anyway,
you are seductive, though. That does fit you.
All of a sudden, they're trying to tackle me without the ball, if you know what I mean. Anyway, moving right along. Jack Riewoldt. Tackling is in the headlines, of course. Head injuries. Mm-hmm. Jack starts to think the players are starting to take the mickey a little bit in terms of playing up to get a free kick.
Players will always take advantage of how to get a free kick.
Yeah.
And maybe it is just sort of going limp a little bit and dropping down. There's a real safety issue, but... my gosh, it's hard to see why some are being penalised with a week, even a free kick, and some aren't.
O'Meara's in that category, of course, and I do find it difficult to see why he is sitting out this week. But anyway, I agree with him wholeheartedly. Tom Jonas, captain of the Port Adelaide Football Club, Michelle, suspended.
What did he get up to?
No, well, he's back this week.
Oh, he's back. What did he get up to,
in
though?
In the twos.
Oh.
The twos. Who's the twos over there?
Port Adelaide.
They've got their own feeder. Yeah, right.
In the resis. No captain.
Dear.
No captain. So there you go. That's interesting. Take me somewhere else, John.
Basketball.
Basketball game one, NBA Finals, 8:30 today.
Bang.
I tell you what, I am doing 60 home. I'll be doing a 60, but I'll be going home at a fast 60. I'm telling you that much, because it's Denver v Miami. Miami have come from nowhere.
Ooh,
and we're following
like
Jimmy Butler. I'm telling you right now, Jimmy Butler. Yeah. Jimmy Butler, they call him. He calls himself that. Had this to say, because when they won the Eastern Conference Final, you get a trophy, Michelle, and you get an MVP. And it was seen that Bam, one of their players, offered Jimmy, who's the star, the captain, the leader, the trophy to touch. And he said, no, I don't want that one. Stay away. Anyway, this is why.
And it wasn't disrespectful, because I love Bam, and I'm very grateful to be able to win the Eastern Conference. But I've done that before. I have. I want to win an NBA championship. That's the reason why they put this squad together. I don't play for the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. I won't play for the Finals MVP. Could care less. I play for Mr. O'Brien.
He's playing for the big one.
He's not playing for winning prelim finals, essentially, in AFL terms. He's there for the big honker. So,
he's just going to tread over it all and then just get to the big show.
And yesterday we heard, and right now, an hour and 50 minutes before tip-off, Jimmy Butler is going to be listening to Dermot Kennedy, Sean. So give me a bit more Dermot Kennedy. Butler, lay up line. Chill in.
Three pointers.
Tip off in 2 hours. Let's go, Sean. Get me out. I'm too pumped.
Oh,
damn it. Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
It's the day before the long weekend, Michelle.
Stunning, yes. And we're headed down south. Mm-hmm. Me, a couple of girls, I've decided I'm not carpooling because there's a diapsis charade. Shush about the other 9,000 million others. Yeah. I don't want to know about them. I hadn't thought about them. You know, things just don't occur to you. Need air to breathe. Things like that. You know, there's going to be a heap of people down south. And we're meant to be going to the Shell Collection. collection museum, and some strange part. I don't know the name of it, but like you walk into different rooms and it looks like things are far away, but that's just how it's painted.
I won't be going to that one.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's fantastic.
I'd get vertigo in there for sure.
But do you know the other, my other friend who's got children, she's like, nah, there'll be kids there. We're not going there.
Kid free weekend.
It's kid free. But I do understand someone is on the line. Hello, Matt, is it?
Yeah, g'day, guys. How are you going?
Good, Matty.
Fabulous, darling. I understand. I've been told under the cloak of darkness that you do have an offer for us girls if we go down south, something we can get up to.
Oh, it's a bit of fun. Best mate's lovely wife has a business down down in Margaret River.
New and local business. We like that.
How solid is Matt as a friend? Go on. What is this business called, Matt?
It's called Rapture Arts.
Rapture Arts.
Rapture.
So he says sipping paint or no, I know what it is. I've been
Rapture
told.
Rapture Arts.
What's she up to, Matt?
Okay. Totally off, but kudos. Oh. So it is pole fitness, circus and burlesque.
Pole fitness. I've always just said I've got to be pole fit. And I go down south. I actually, the producers did tell me that you were going to be lovely.
They didn't tell me.
I'm
on the Googler.
Come down south.
I know Sean's already started the car. He's on his way down.
I bet. No, she's really bubbly, lovely, lovely girl. Michelle, you would absolutely crack up all the time. She's a cheeky bugger, I'll give her that.
Stop, you're talking things up for Sean. You're not coming, Sean, and she's married. It's his best mate's wife.
Matt, you know how quickly I can move? Lara's got a great setup down there, mate, doesn't she?
Being the best mate, of course I'm going to say yes.
I found the social media pages that she's promoting, I'm not creeping to her.
I just texted the other girls and said, hey, what did I say? Oh, no, geez, it's split up into two messages because one of them's got an Android. Another problem for the trip.
Oh, green text.
But do you know what? I said, hey, pole dancing, do you want to be pole fit? Do you want to get involved? Of course So would Carly. She's going to come too. And I was like, excellent. And then it said, hang on, it's not in his lounge room, is it? So we've got that clear. This is a legitimate company. We're not going to your lounge room, Matt.
My wife and kids would kick your butts.
Fair enough. I don't want to be pole dancing being attacked by young children. No. But that just doesn't make sense.
Saturday morning, Michelle, 9 o'clock to 10:15, I'll get you a level 5.
Don't put me
upside
in.
Upside down plus starting position. There you go.
Upside down plus.
Level 5, it sounds pretty easy. It's a level 5, mate.
Upside down starting position, that's where I went, yes, here's the class for me.
Level 5, that says a lot of lotus leaf to me. That's going to be a toughie.
That's me just holding myself out by my arms and I'm just at a right angle with the pole just swinging around. What's up, boys?
360.
I'll be there, Matt. Book me in.
There you go. Right, there you go. Thank you, Matty.
92.9
at Triple M. On you, Matt.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Now, it was a little while ago I made the comment that I haven't watched any Harry Potters, and then Em made me sit through, well, I don't know,
you
eight
were
of them
pottering
or something.
Right up, yeah.
I did the lot all in about 3 weeks, I suppose.
Gee, wow.
Fully up to date with, of course, our man Harry Potter.
I'm Harry Potter.
Ah, indeed.
And it was no good. I said, damn, I liked every part of it except the magic stuff. And she's like, that's all of it. That's the whole movie, mate. That's the whole movie. It's Harry Potter.
How does she do it with you?
I enjoyed the actual experience of them staying together. It was like boarding school, which I did for many years. Mateship. I enjoyed
it
that.
It is so well
And then
made.
The magic would come. Nah, it's not for
what
me.
What about the dog, the three-headed dog and all that sort of
the big
stuff?
One.
And
I've got one-headed dog at home and it's a pain in the ass. I don't need three-headed ones. Anyway, and you wonder why I'm talking about Harry Potter again. Well, the mighty Western Force have just made a signing.
Righty-ho.
And they've signed a young gentleman who's operating under the name Harry Potter.
I'm Harry Potter.
Oh, I love it.
How good's that? His name is Harry Potter. He shares the name with Harry Potter. Of course, the book came out in July 1997. He was born in December 1997.
Ooh. He wouldn't even know.
Oh, he wasn't born. No, I reckon.
I wonder if Mum was into it.
That's
and
a good
mum
point.
Went, I've got a son.
Yeah.
His name's going to be Harry.
Yeah, that's a good point. No, I reckon no. No, it was just coincidence because the mum hasn't read the whole books in 4 months. I wouldn't have thought edition after edition. So, no, it's just coincidence. He shares a name with a celebrity.
There you go.
Is there any Michelle Andersons out there of note?
I think one's a publisher, and I'm pretty sure either one does racy pictures. And then there's me.
With Sean's eyes light up.
I did used to work with a girl called Ella McPherson.
Oh, Ella McPherson.
Ella McPherson. And she used to get it hung on her at school when she was at school. And I was like, babe, that's your parents, didn't she? Ella wasn't McPherson, even a thing when you were born.
That's
like,
a stiff one.
I know. Tough work, huh?
Sean, you wouldn't share a name with a celebrity.
Nah, don't. I bet two Michael Jordans, though.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's unlucky. Just, you know.
Isn't that what's it? There's a great ad where everyone's said Michael Jordan's coming. And turns out, it's just normal white guy.
And they're packaging something up for a Michael Jordan to send out. And it's party pop. Not
Michael Jordan.
It's some big fat Michael Jordan eating twisties on the couch. But there's certainly no Javier Alice's out there, unfortunately for me. But, what do we want to do after the Western Force have signed Harry Potter?
Well, Harry Potter's coming.
Famous names you share with someone, of course. Or you might have heard. So, Michelle, yours was Elle McPherson.
Elle McPherson I worked
Sean,
with.
Sean, you've had a Michael Jordan that you were mates with. Mm-hmm. I don't have any, really, off the top of my head. But Harry Potter's coming to town.
He is.
Famous names you might share with someone, your name sharing with someone, or someone you went to school with. You know, we went to school with so-and-so.
Yes.
And, of course, wasn't the OG.
Jackson says, I went to school with a Shane Warne. He couldn't bowl but loved a fag.
Oh, yes. beautiful. Thank you, Jackson. Of course, what we're doing, 1-3-5-3. Do you share a name with someone famous or obviously went to school with someone who did so? Of course, a lot of these people get named certain names, obviously, prior to the person becoming famous, and then they live with it. So, Kieran, good morning to you.
Good morning, Zave.
Mate, sharing a name with someone famous, go.
Yes, Kieran Perkins, the swimmer.
From lane 8.
Love it. Wow. Yeah. And how's your form in the pool, Kieran? Any whispers of the Perkins in you?
Oh, God, no. No, about the only thing I'm good at is writing my name on my milk, like his milk commercial used to say.
Yeah, of course.
I love it.
Now, Kieran Perkins, who's older, may I ask, Kieran, yourself or the OG?
I think I am, mate. It was actually my birthday yesterday. Turned 51 yesterday.
Happy birthday to you. Thank you. What's on for the long weekend then?
A bit of a party on Sunday with family and friends.
Oh, beautiful,
love it.
Mate. Make sure you enjoy that. That's
I just ask too, has anyone gone, oh my God, Kieran Perkins is coming to the restaurant and going, you're Kieran Perkins? Has there ever been confusion and maybe you're the real Kieran Perkins?
Oh, God, no.
He's walked clean through life.
And the Kieran Perkins is 49, turning 50 in a month or two. So there you go, mate.
Twins.
You got in by a little bit. Well done.
Thank you.
There you go.
Kieran Perkins, because it was your birthday yesterday, you're celebrating this weekend. We're going to hook you up.
Birthday present.
Little birthday gift for you. $185 to spend at Automasters. Get the car service. All right, mate?
Thank you very much. Thank you, guys.
Absolute pleasure.
Thanks for everything you did for the country, Kieran. Yeah. Appreciate it.
You're a hero, mate.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M. Get qualified today for endless possibilities tomorrow at the Australian Training Management, RTO 2431. We live and breathe footy here in the West.
It's that time of year.
So we've called on the expert.
Yeah, he probably is.
In the field.
Pure talent. He has carved out a fantastic career.
Our expert, Ryan Daniels.
Ryan Daniels, welcome to the program. I was just waiting for something from you, just a shot from the bow.
No, I didn't listen to anything he said prior. It was a little bit like school days. And then, that opener came on. I did not listen to one bit of direction.
When you mean school days, you do it every day.
No, exact. Imagine him
so
in school.
So we have a wild throw up the stumps. Rhino, so let's just head to West Coast.
No. I'll tell you what.
You're off. Incorrect.
Hey, mate, what about Nat Fife? How exciting.
Yes.
The re-signing.
2 years.
Mate, someone listens.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. You know, I come in here, I slave away, I scribble stuff down on a piece of paper, and the candy man here just all he does is chirp.
Just chirps in.
Now, 2 years for Nat Fife, which is not super surprising.
Yeah.
Some might say, hey, 2 years, he's, you know, turning 32 at the end of this year. That might be a little on the older side. But, you know, he's playing pretty good footy. And the biggest part of it is he's taking a lot less money to stay.
So it's a guess because no one knows. But what would he be? What would Nat Fyfe, two-time Brownlow medalist, and I said in my sports report, top two clearly greatest female docker of all time.
Yep.
Well, what sort of money do those guys get in this current climate?
Well, so he would have been on around 1.1 even for the last 6 years, right? He signed that big deal when he was 24, 25.
Brownlow medalist, you're probably signing around that, yeah.
Correct. Huge money. One of the highest paid players in the AFL for the better part of half a decade.
Then he gets a haircut and...
Big haircut. But to be fair, so the haircut...
How big a haircut?
I'd say he's probably on somewhere around the 400 grand a year mark.
You can run your fingers through it just.
Oh, it's a nice... I mean, for most people, that's a huge amount of money, right? A gigantic pile of money. It's a lot of shampoo you can buy for that.
Absolutely.
So 400. So the thing I would say now is, for the people who, now if Nat Fyfe's not playing at the Brownlow level of Nat Fyfe, he's playing at Nat Fyfe on the 400,000 level of Nat Fyfe. So the expectations come down. He's not the $1.1 million Brownlow medalist.
Correct.
He's now at the back nine of his career, and what you get out of him, you might get a game or two repulse three Brownlow votes, but you're not penciling him in.
Yeah,
but,
so exactly. You're getting the bang for buck.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
But do the expectations come down, though? Do people
There'll be some people who don't understand it.
So I read social media, man. Yeah. We're paying such and such, and
But that's why Pet Hate is when, for example, I'll just pick for West Coast, Jake Waterman.
Yeah.
Oh, Waterman. Oh, God. He's not earning 600.
No. Yeah.
He's down the bottom end. He's playing at a level that's the paycheck he earns.
Yeah, that's right.
Have a go at those that are pocketing 800,000 who are meant to be the leading stars of size.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. Now, the other part of that is that was sort of his idea, right? And his big thing is, I've had my big paydays. There's players on this list that need their payday. Now, look, that's not to say Freo would have backed up the truck and given him $1 million, but he could have gone in there and said, actually, I want eight.
Hustle for the best he could
and
get. Yeah, absolutely.
The big thing for him is he wants to win premierships, and he's smart enough. He's one of the smarter players out there. He's smart enough to figure out that you need a team around you. And winning one at Fremantle for him, it's all that really matters, really, in the context of his career now.
I've often said winning one here would be worth winning five at another club for me, because my whole adult life's work has been trying to help this footy club. I think we're in a position, as good a position as any other club, that are competing over the next couple of years.
Yeah, there were other clubs that came knocking.
Ross?
Ross the Boss, St Kilda, Collingwood, Brisbane, they all kicked the tyres, but it never got that far. In fact, it never even got to Fyfe, like, because he was just like, we'll deal with that when it's formal. He wanted to stay. They wanted him to stay. And the big thing you got to remember, too, is people can say, oh, you can go chase a flag at Collingwood or Brisbane or Melbourne. And I know you'll say the Kool-Aid stuff here, but in 2 or 3 years' time, in that window, Fremantle are just as good a chance as any to win one. Mm. And if you're Nat Fyfe and you leave to chase a flag, and then Freo wins one, mate, he's not sleeping for the rest of his life.
I watched a clip last night on Brett Dilidio.
There you go.
Who left Richmond and then went to the Giants. Beaten by Richmond in the final.
And you reckon Dilidio doesn't think about that every time?
He said he handled it so poorly, it broke his heart.
Oh, I feel so sorry.
You'd be a shell.
He said it just ruined him.
I would have gone Vegas for a while for sure.
That's right. And just lastly on
the whole... And I left Hawthorn and then they beat us in a grand final. I forgot about that.
True. Forgot about your own personal experience. But it's different when you've already got one in the bank. When you've got one in the bank. And so just lastly, the 2 to 3 year thing they're in the window. Let me just rattle off really quickly a bunch of names who are 24 or younger at Fremantle. Ready? Go. Andy Brayshaw, Caleb Sarong, Hayden Young, Sean Darcy, Luke Jackson, Brennan Cox, Jordan Clark, Heath Chapman, Matt Johnson, Neil Erasmus, Michael Frederick, Brandon Walker, Jai Amos, and Josh Tracy. That
Mitch Lewis, Newcomb, Warple, Reeves, CJ Nash, Day, Moore, Kaczynski, Denver Granger, Ward, McKenzie,
you're
Butler,
a bit
McDonald,
shaky.
Brockman, Weddle and Mitchell, bang, they're 24 and under.
There's a few shakies in there. There's a few shakies.
They're 24 and under. Carl Hawthorn.
Hawthorn Fremantle Grand Final next year. Yeah. Matt Fyfe to hold the cup up. Let's see how
Strap
we go.
In. Yeah, and I understand Fyfe is not the only person getting a 2-year deal. Correct?
Yeah, they're handing them out. It's like Oprah Winfrey with cars and books and things.
Give him a buzz.
Jamie Cripps at West Coast. Mm-hmm. It's a sort of murmurs of this at the start of the year. They're working on it. He's going to get 2 years. So Cripper is 31 at the moment. Played at 219 odd games. People might say he's injury prone. I don't think he is.
He's not injury prone.
No, he's had a couple of bad luck injuries.
Yeah.
He's missed 8 games this year. He'll miss a fair few more. And he missed only 5 last year when everyone else was falling down around him. So I don't hate it. I know there'll be people who go, oh, 2 years, these old blokes, the Eagles, are doing the same thing. Yeah. You do have to transition your list. You can't just chop everybody at the same time.
But you're not chopping him if you're giving 1 year.
Well, he's got 2.
No, No, but I'm just saying, if you give players 1 year, that's not chopping.
Oh,
they're
yeah,
still,
no.
They're still
true.
Turning up.
Yeah, yeah, true. But people, I suppose people will be like, 2 years is a long time for an old bloke.
No, and that's what I think.
Yeah.
I'm not, and remove Cripper from the conversation, but I think 2 years is for old people, for the older end of that list, is too much.
Right. So not in,
I think one year and with triggers or whatever, and away you go.
In this case, do you think he should be getting 2 years?
Cripper's probably about the only one I would say, just because he sets the level of fitness at preseason and his running ability and his hard work capacity. And he plays a graveyard shift. So he's probably one that is a little bit outside the box.
What do you mean with triggers when he's saying that?
I play 10 games, you get another year.
Yeah, gotcha. Yeah, right.
And your pay goes up. So you play 15, you'll get this bonus.
Yeah,
you make
right.
this. You're top 10 in the BNF. Yeah.
But more important in terms bonus. Of if you want 2 years,
yeah.
sweet, play 12 games.
Yeah, right.
Something like that.
Uh-huh. And the other part of this too is like the money is changing, like we spoke about with Fife.
Yeah, of course.
Right? So people hear, you know, a Nick Natter or a Cripper or a Gov, these guys, oh, not another 2 years. It's like, yeah, but the money's like half of what they were
Nick
on before.
Nick Natter's one. Nick Natter's one was funny. He got absolutely sloshed one night. And he was like trying to tell us he was down the basement. Then where I was living. I said, mate, stop it. That. But they are heading towards the basement.
He's crying poor in that mansion in the east of Perth. Yeah. Looking beautiful over there. The other thing about Cripper before we move on, he's 3 goals away from being the Eagles' 7th highest ever goal kicker. Chris Lewis is just ahead of him.
Yeah, right. What, with 340?
It'll 270-something, I think it is. It's around that mark.
Yep.
The other one, just quickly to touch on, Ryan Marrick, your man, Ryan Marrick, who you had on yesterday. Great kid, great talent. This is the mid-season draftee. So what he's done is he's put an 18-month price on his head. So some of these guys, they come in, they get a 6-month contract, they've got to prove that they belong. He gets 18 months. So
I like that. Just get yourself end of this season, a full pre-season, and then a season, and let the Cubs make their mind up.
Very clever. So he gets a whole other year, same as Cully did. His manager is actually Julian Petrarca, who's Christian Petrarca's brother.
There you go.
So not a silly man. He manages as well as his brother plays footy.
Jeez, his brother's good football. He's on tonight, obviously.
Yep. Ryan Marrick could even play waffle on Sunday. There's an outside chance.
Yeah. I think mid-season draft, let's look. I think yesterday I said, if you got number one pick in the actual draft, the proper draft, you want 250 games, ground lows, whatever you can get. That's the cream of the crop.
Yep.
Mid-season draft, if you get 100 games out of them, outstanding. And every now and then you might find a little nugget. Noble's leading the way at Collingwood with John Newcomb's leading the way at Hawthorn.
Sam Durham.
But there's a lot that have missed.
Yeah.
So expectations again can't be too high on a kid. Only thing is he lost a lot of weight. So there's still that better version of himself as an athlete.
Correct. This is exactly what I was saying yesterday. This is a diamond in the rough because we didn't really see any good version of him in the last 2 years. Cal Jamison's back into the side. Luke Edwards is out. Pies will miss Sidebottom and Elliott. Just touching on quickly, the Hawthorn stuff that we thought might be going away at the start of the year, that's not the case. It's only going to get more complicated
What's happened?
So now the parties involved, the families involved in the original report, they're lodging their complaints with the Human Rights Commission.
Right.
So this is the process that has to happen before you go to court with stuff like this. So this is only just getting started. And in fact, what we might see
this
now
will be
is
a short process, I'd imagine.
Correct, exactly. Man. And exactly. We're talking years. And it'll be dragged right through. And we might start hearing some more specifics of the cases as well, because at the moment it's been sort of cloaked.
Well, Chris Fagan sent a letter, his lawyer sent a letter to the players saying that I'm going to take you to court and you will be named if this is not resolved in this time frame.
And I can't imagine he's the only one thinking that.
No.
So it's going to get messy, it's going to be long, it's going to be quite painful for a lot of people.
I have a chance to block that phrase out on my Twitter.
Yeah.
What's that?
Well, if it's going to go for another 3 or 4 years.
Just Hawthorn racism scandal.
Just tell me when it's ready to rock and roll, because every day you're getting reports about something else and 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 something else. And it's going to go for years.
Yeah. No, exactly. I agree.
Best in the business, Mr. Ryan Daniels. Get qualified today for Endless Possibilities tomorrow at Australian Training Management, RTO 2431. A lot of pointing going.
No, it's just his ad. He's Channel 7 ad.
He's on TV.
Yeah, watch it.
Don't stand up, Rhino. You've been excited about yourself there. Keep going.
Seeing you Monday, Rhino.
Right in the middle. Look at that. Yeah, I'll be there.
Oh, my God. Are you turning up Tuesday?
No, I might be on the phone. I'm in Coral Bay, so I'll try to call you. We'll see what the reception is like up there.
Tuesday with Ryan. Kids,
he's sending it down a wide can if he has to.
Zave and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.
Yeah, and I may have been supplied with a little video yesterday. Xavier Ellis. Now, the good people at Range Ford, what a Ford they've given you.
Oh, we love Range Ford.
I've noticed you're making use of that giant tray space there with a what were you? What size was that bed?
Yeah, this is an issue. No, it was a good size bed actually.
Bigger than the tray.
Your bed, slightly bigger than the tray. Yes,
just a smidge.
So yeah. Funnily enough, we drove past some removalists yesterday in a big truck, and we thought that's massive overs. You can just whack it in the back of the ute, guys.
Yes,
come on.
No, so yesterday we had to move a bed. You're right. So someone has sent you a photo of me driving. I'm sure it was legal.
Of course.
Anyway, so we're driving. We had to move a bed from Cottesloe to Fremantle.
You got a little bit of distance to get
about
done.
About 10K,
yeah.
About 10K. Busy road too, believe it or not. No, we had a bed we had to move, and we didn't have the right tools to dismantle the bed. So we put our brains together and we just thought we'd stack the bed on made. So
as is.
Like the bed head,
mattress. It had linen on it.
Linen.
It was a made bed.
We kept it made.
Oh, a made bed.
Yeah, doona.
In the back.
The doona cover.
So
pillows.
I think there was someone napping in it. I think the child was still napping in it when he was moving it.
No, it was a big bed, don't get me wrong. But the problem was, we thought it was easy to move. Well, I didn't. My idiot mate thought it was easy to move.
Yeah, he was like, this will be fine.
But we went to Bunnings and we got the, the fancy, no longer do you use those, the straps, the little hook things.
I know what you're talking about. They're like flat straps.
And you winch them back.
Yeah.
We couldn't work out how to set that up.
I said
to Selby, it's not long enough, mate. We need it longer than
that. As in the actual bit of rope. And he goes,
we're laughing here.
What are you, an idiot? Yeah.
We're laughing here. One, we didn't know how to set it up. Two, it was too short regardless of not being able to set it up. We worked that out pretty quickly when they actually didn't attach. So then to top it off, as I was leaving, Bunnings, I said to him, mate, let's just get this 7 metres of rope.
Yeah.
Skinny little shoelace width rope.
Yeah, righto.
As an emergency bit. Well, that was all we had in the end.
What was the words exchanged when, hang on, this doesn't reach. It's not long enough for the little
No, I said goodbye, mate. I told you it wasn't long enough. Anyway, in we go. And, of course, he says, oh, mate, you drive, you'll be right.
We're
driving along and this bed. I don't know what, mate, if I could say much more because I'll get arrested. But this bed was long. If they, we drive past a long vehicle on a long truck or whatever, and they have the orange sign underneath. It was a road train through Fremantle yesterday, but you'd be happy to know.
Yeah.
Thanks to the good mates at Range Ford. Please don't take the car off me. It got us there very successfully, unpacked. It was actually a king size single.
Yeah.
That had the pull out king size single underneath as well. So from like
beds.
So it's going to be for his daughter to sleep in, and when she can't sleep, he can pull out the trundle underneath.
Oh, fabulous.
And then sort of be there to help her sleep a little bit easier.
Then also too later when she has sleepovers, awesome.
100%, And then when she gets a bit older, those sleepovers stop.
Yes.
That says no more sleepovers. But anyway, no, all got away fine, and thank you for the photo sent in. We'll just delete them off your phone.
No, I was going to say that. You are the guy that was driving down the road. Pop this. Hang on, I'm getting a video of it. You're that guy.
And I'm going to be like I'm 16 and argue with my mum. Prove it.
Save and Michelle for breakfast.
Perth's real alternative for breakfast.
92.9 Triple M.